Shir Shabbat is special schuss for every Marani Mimarasi Sheyichu. The Nishmas Maras Esther Basrib Shmuel, the schuss Moshe Yudab and Peshadina, the Mishnah and Pesachim, and of Kufchaf Amid Beis says that Pesach after Chatzos Laila is Metame your hands, and Pigal and Nosar are also Metame your hands. The Rashbam says that Mechatzos Veilach, the Pesach is considered Nosar, it's considered leftover meat. And the rabbis made Xerah Nosar that it should be Metame Yaseyadayim. The Gemara says, Alma mechatzos habalei nosar man tana rulas benazari desanya bachos abaser balei lazer blaz benazari omer nemar kam balei lazer etc. Nemar lalam balei lazer mala halah anat chatzos afkan at chatzos. So the Pesach is to be eaten until chatzos. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva balo nemar chipazon at chas chipazon. Rabbi Akiva says no, you can eat it till the morning. That's Shas Chipazon, Ayin Sham of the Gemara. So he sees a machlokus in the Gemara between Blaz ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva, Bedin Zman Achilas Kesef Pesach. According to Blaz ben Azariah, Zman Oad Chatzos. According to Rabbi Akiva, Kol Alayla Adalas HaShachar. Right in the Gemara it says, Balaylu Nechol, Veinu Nechol Biyom. In Zvoch, it's eaten at night, not during the day. In Zvoch, in Vab, in Beis, it says in the Mishnah, Pesach, Veinu Nechol, El Balaylo, Veinu Nechol, El Ad Chatzos. Now this din, Veinu Nechol, El Balaylo, is Lekulei Alma. And it's a din miyuchad b'Pesach that even though they're already makrevit b'yom yudalid, it's only eaten until when balayla. The last time you can eat it is the night. But b'din sof zman achilah, so there's a machlokes. Some say Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says until chatzos. Rabbi Akiva says until also shachar. The Gemara in Zvachim and Vamid Beis it says Man Tana Rulos Ben Azarihi. The Gemara's Maskana is that even according to Rabbi Akiva, the Rabbanan were Gozer Shloichal that it should only be eaten until Chatzos. Kedei Laharchik Es Adam and Aveira Shalei Avoli Dei Nosar. In Brachas Daf Tes Amid Aleph in the Machlokas Olin Azari Rabbi Akiva. It says, "V'hani tanai dehak, hani tanai. These tanaim go like these tanaim." The sign Yisham Tizbechas a Pesach be'erev kavoa shemesh moitzis chameretz Mitzrayim. Rabbi Eliezer Omer be'erev atazoveh u'kavoa shemesh ata ochel moitzis chameretz Mitzrayim atasarif. So, Rabbi Eliezer says that at night you be'erev, meaning late in the afternoon, ben arbayim in the afternoon, you're zoveh. When the sun comes, you can eat. When it comes night, and you burn it when you left Egypt in the morning. And that's like Rulos ben Azariah. The Yeshua says, because he doesn't say you eat it all night, he says you burn it in the morning. He doesn't say eat it all night. From the night you can eat it, but not that you eat it all night. Yeshua says at you can eat it until the morning, and that's like Rabbi Akiva. This manachilas of kol alayla. Rashi explains b'shitas Rabbi Eliezer that three zmanim were stated. B'yudalit be'erev is manach paras haPesach. In other words, erev Pesach in the afternoon. Kavu Hashemish is manachilaso ad chatzos. From the sunset until chatzos, you can eat it. Aval eino nase nosar. When does it become nosar? When is it burned? In the morning. That's a man sreifa. But ain't sar from kachim biyamtif. So you wait until the second morning, until boker sheni. In the Or Samech, Perek Zayin, Mehuchas Chometzu Matzah, he asks, what's the nafkamina? That it doesn't become nosar until the morning. Anyway, you can't burn the kachim. Balayla. So even if it would become nosa earlier, you still couldn't burn it. Because they ain't served from Kachim Belaila. Those that became nosa. And since according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, there's man achilas until chatzos. So memela, the din's going to be that kol shen nosa achar chatzos. This man's Sreifa is going to be in the morning. Pashit. So the Mayna Afkamina, that it only becomes Noser according to Rebbe Lazar until the morning. according to Rabbi Eliezer, until the morning. Anyway, you can't eat it from Chatzos. So Memela, this man's Sreif is going to be in the morning. So what's an afkamina that only becomes Noser until morning? He asked even stronger. Then the Torah says Lahejel Simin Rat Boker. So that sounds more Rabbi Akivatik. This man is Boker. You know, that'll leave it until the morning. Kepshuto, that's like Rabbi Akiva. Shizman achilasu kol alayla. Not only until Chatzos. Kisvei Agriz and Tzvachim, he writes in the name of his father, Benu Chaim Alevi, that there were two dinim in Korban Pesach, very, very well known, Reb Chaim. Taras Kohanim, we learned in a Braisa, Paras Vikra Perak Yitches, Kshu Omer Im Kesev L'Rabos Pesach Shav Rizmano, Tzetra L'chol Mitzvah Shlomim, Aval Ein Necholim Ela L'Yoyim V'Layla, Ketchilas Hekdeshan. That a Kesev, when it says the word Im Kesev, this includes a Pesach whose time is past, that it has a din shlamim. However, it's only eaten for day and night ketchilas hekdeshan. In other words, a Korban Pesach, had it been brought bezman, it would only be allowed to be eaten that night and no longer, even though shlamim has more time to be eaten. But nevertheless, this shlamim, which used to be a Korban Pesach, has no longer than the first night. Instead of shnei yamim, it has only yom belayla. So we learn from this that even though the din of Moser HaPesach is to be brought as a shlamim, nevertheless this man achila remains ketchilas hekdesha, kedin Korban Pesach. So if that's true, then the din should zman should be ad chatzos. So why is this man ad aboker? According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So this Reb Chaim said, "Shari kol korban." It has a certain time Medini HaKarban went to eat it. Chatas v'asham zmanim yom b'layla. Toda v'shal meinaz v'chein toda v'shal meinazir yom b'layla. Aval shlamim ne'echolim l'shnei yomim b'layla echad. Shlamim are eaten for 2 days and one night. V'gemar zman achilasam hu mimochor es hakrovos v'achki es hacham. The gemar zman achila is from mimochor es hakrovos Achki Yisacham. You have the day after. You have 2 days and one night. So you have that day it was brought as a carbon that night, and then the next day. Well, the Fizei Yishleimar says Reb Chaim that a carbon Pesach mitzad dinei hakarbon zman achilaso hu yom v'layla ukedin toy devishal me nazir. So the carbon Pesach mitzad the dinei carbon. This man achila is yom b'layla, like a din shal meitoid of a nazir. So that's mitzad the dinei karbon. But the Pesach, there's a special din. There's a mitzvah achila miyuchedes melvad din achilas kachim. Besides the regular din of kachim, there's a special din of achilas haPesach. And everybody has to eat a kezayis, that it doesn't say by other korbanos. Everybody who's money on this Pesach has to eat a kezayis. Dinei kachim, if it was just mitzad the kachim of the korban, then lechem hapanim would be given out. Kol echad magi kipul, a little bit like a bean, it's a much smaller amount than a kezayis. And the famous Beis Halevi, Reb Chaim's father, says that b'dinei kachim, the ikar mitzvah is that the carbon should be nechal. And therefore, even if people eat less than a kazayis, niskayim dina, the din was fulfilled. Avol bePesach neemra mitzvah miyuchedet shel achilas Pesach ala gavra. But tzarich she'a kol echad oichel kazayis. Everybody has to eat a kazayis. Ubedin achilas Pesach. Neemru kvar dinim nosafim. First of all, einon echel ela balayla. Not like regular kachim yom v'layla, but by Pesach dafka b'layla. And we don't find by other korbanos that there is an ikuv of din achilaso achar akrova, that if you don't eat it, it's makif. By korban Pesach, you have to eat it. And it's eaten, other korbanos. It's eaten miyad lachar akrovas liyom v'layla alasa shachar, but by Pesach there's a din b'mitzvah sachilas Pesach shiyah b'layla dafka. B'chein gam nemer b'mitzvah zuz man chatzos, this achila should be ad chatzos. This is not mitzvah the din a korban, but it's mitzvah the Pesach. Mitzad din mitzvah achilas Pesach, according to those on Rezaria, that it's eaten dafka until chatzos. And the nafkamina is that it only becomes noser until it doesn't become noser until the morning. And that's the inyan of the lav of los asirim enu ad boker. Because the kule alma, the din noser, is totally bismani achila mitzad din ya korban. Ein sham b'divir epchaim. So, why is the din nosar in the morning? You're not allowed to eat it until chatzos. So the answer is that it has two aspects. It has the carbon pesach aspect and it has the kachim aspect. So mitzad the carbon pesach aspect, you can only eat it until chatzos. But as far as the kachim aspect is concerned, we say that the nosar, and that's what the pasuk is saying, the nosar is only until the morning. Zvachim daf nidvavam et beiz machlokas chizkiya. And Rabbi Yochanan, ba'oichel b'sar shlamim l'or shlishi shekvar over zman achilasim chayiv karis. If somebody eats the b'sar shlamim after the time, if he's chayiv karis, and Rabbi Yochanan says he's chayiv kares. If he eats it on the night after, when he's not allowed to eat it anymore, achilas shlamim zil shnei yamim. But let's say he eats it the following night. Rabbi Yochanan says chayiv. Chizkiya says not. The Rambam paskens like Rabbi Yochanan in the 18th parak of Hilchos Pesula Mikdash Malachi Yud. Even though it's not burned until the morning of the third day. However, there's already a chalos nosar for chi of kares already at night. But by korban pesach, even according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, that's only eaten until chatzos. Since that is not the time of chatzos, is not mitzad the gmar zman hakorban, ela mitzad mitzah achilas pesach bilvad. This is Gemar's mana karban is not chatzos. It's the morning. You have to eat it at chatzos. Mitzad the special mitzvah of achilas haPesach. The Pesach aspect. So therefore, it doesn't become nosar until the morning. And if somebody would eat it after chatzos, he wouldn't be chayiv kares. You're right, he's not allowed to eat it after chatzos. But that's mitzad din Pesach. But the kares of eating nosar is only going to be the next morning. That's a nafkamina. He said, what's the nafkamina? It's anyway you're only allowed to eat it until Chatzos, so what's the nafgamina? And you're not going to burn it anyway until afterwards? You're not burning it at night? So the answer is that the nafgamina would be as far as the Chiyuv Karis, from Chatzos until the morning if someone eats it. He's not allowed to. Mitzad Dinei Pesach, but Mitzad Dinei Nosar, it doesn't apply yet until the morning. He's not going to be Chayiv Karis until the morning. That would be a nafgamina. Another nafgamina, says the Gerach. This is all brought by Rebel Pravarsky Shlita. B'dinei Machshev is Pigel. If somebody's Mechashev, Lechol, Korban, Shalob, Ismano, it's Pigel. And by Shlomim, we learn in the Brisa, in Zvachim there, that mechashvim bebesorim mishatishka hachama or shlishi. But by carbon pesach, even though it's only nechal ad chatzos, hamechashiv loch lacha chatzos is not pigle. So when it comes to a shlamim, if a person thinks he's going to eat it after shkiyas hachama on the third day, right, he's allowed to eat it 2 days. The day of that krova, the next night, and the next day. So if he thinks he's going to eat it the following night, that's already considered pigel. But by Karban Pesach, even though it's only eaten until Chatzos, if a person has a machshava to eat it after Chatzos, it's not pigel. Karban's not nifsal. Because mitzad the dine karban, it's not considered the chutz lezmano. Only mitzad the Pesach aspect, you have to eat it until Chatzos. But as far as the dine karban is concerned, where pigel would apply, That's only going to be until the morning, not chatzos. So therefore, it's not going to be pigel if somebody had a machshava to eat it at night after chatzos. It's not pigel. B'dav zem furish b'tosefta. Pesach eino nechol ela balayla, veino nechol ela ad chatzos, vein chayav nela mishum nosar, vein machshava poselas bo mishum pigel ad sheyale omer ha-shachar. Gevaldik. We've seen the Tosefta. Pesach is eaten balayla, bach ad chatzos. Gevaldik menazaria. But the nosar and the pigel is only going to be until alas ha-shachar. There's no nosar and pigel until alas ha-shachar. That if a person had a machshava's pigel to eat it after chatzos, before alas ha-shachar, it's not pigel. If it's left over after chatzos, it's not pigel. And that's also the union of Pesach Shavuot Zmanos Karv Shlomim. So it has a din of Zmanos Chilosok Techilas Hakdeisho that it's not like Shlomim, it's only that night, but that's Kol Zeh that it's Karv Shlomim is l'din zmano shel karban sherei shlamim hu ve'ein bo kiyom achilas pesach v'nisha bo rak zmano shel karban afilu she stam shlamim ne'echolim l'shnei yam v'layla echad mikol mokom shlamim shebo machmas pesach din achilasam uketchilas hekdeisham. Aval arein is boir shegam pesach zmano mitzad dinei hakarban u yom belayla v'nishabot din ze gam lachar hapesach shkvar nasa shlamim v'nechol yom belayla. So this pesach turns into a shlamim, but not as far as the zman is concerned. The zman is ketchilas hakdesha, and what's ketchilas hakdesha? Like regular kachim, Yom V'layla. And Yom V'layla is going to be all night. There's no, Shlomim has no, by Shlomim there's no din of Achilas Pesach. It's just a din of Shlomim. And Shlomim would be 2 days in one night. But this Pesach that lost its Shem Pesach and got a Shem Shlomim retains its original Shem Karban. It's no longer a Pesach. It's a regular carbon, which is Yom B'Layla. not like a shlamin. Because mitzad dine karban pesach, it's yom balayla. So it retains that din of yom balayla. And this din remains even after it becomes a shlamin. Nechol b'yom balayla. According to this, we have to say that it says in the Mishnah, "Besof Pesachim Shab Pesach Acher Chatzos Metamei Seyadayim," and the Gemara there it says it's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that it becomes Noser. So based on what we said, what does this mean? It's not Noser until the morning. Kulei Alma. So we have to say that since Mitzad Dinei Pesach it's only until Chatzos Memela, it's going to come to Noser. So therefore, Chachamim already goes there at night after Chatzos that it should be Metamei Seyadayim Kedin Noser. So that's the first leg of our journey, and we have more to say. We want to bring the Chiddush of the Or Sameach, but Amir Tashem, that is going to be under Arbit for the next shir, B'li Neder. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.